As you heard earlier this hour, the House and Senate have both passed funding measures to address the lack of resources at border detention centers. As they reconcile the differences in the bills, it's unknown which provisions President Trump will support or veto. One detention center is Fort Sill in Oklahoma, and it has a complicated history. A group of indigenous activists has been collecting clothes and toiletries for migrant families being held there. The activists have also been protesting. Mary Topham directs the American Indian Movement in Indian Territory, Oklahoma.
The protest was organized by a group called Suru for Solidarity, which was the Japanese Americans group. They reached out to us, the American Indian Movement, AIM Indian Territory, because they were aware that we have been going through this for over 500 years, and they wanted to kind of make sure they weren't offending anyone by coming here. We partnered up with them to continue helping them get things in order for the protest.
Are these protests ongoing?
Yes, it is. I believe there is another one that is supposed to be happening here on July 12th. And then throughout the United States, they are holding protests out there.
For someone who's never heard of Fort Sill in Oklahoma, what is the significance of this place to both the indigenous community, the Japanese community, really everyone who's shown up?
Fort Sill is a military base that is here in Lawton, Oklahoma. It was also made the prisoner of war camp to the Apaches, and where Geronimo was eventually imprisoned and died and is buried there, along with other members of his band. So the military base alone captured our own people and made them be in camps there. Some were released and some died there. And then you have the Fort Scusu Indian boarding school, where a lot of Native American children were made to go to school there. That's the significance of it for the Native American community. For the Japanese community, it was used as camps during the World War II, when the United States were going around and collecting Japanese American families and placing them into camps. So kind of the same history as our people is the same history of the Japanese Americans that are now happening to our relatives from the south of the border.
There were also demonstrators from Black Lives Matter there, and I kind of get the sense of enormous unity. Since you've been a director at AIM, was this protest the first time that you've seen this kind of unity with Japanese, Black Lives Matter, indigenous, migrant community, all kind of coming together?
The American Indian Movement's been around for over 52 years, and we've always stood in solidarity with the African community and the Hispanic community, with Cesar Chavez and the Brown Berets. We still stand in solidarity with them. But this is definitely the very first time that we have stood in solidarity with the Japanese American, which I really think is very important because it does show unity. You know, we are in 2019. And we as minorities need to come together and realize that we all share almost the exact same history when it comes to the United States government and the military.
Do you worry that the history of Fort Sill and all these interest groups showing up to support migrant communities might actually dilute the attention on the migrant communities themselves?
I think it's going to show that we as a community will not allow abuse and mistreatment of the migrant communities, showing them that we're not going to allow history to repeat itself.
Mary Topham is the director of the American Indian Movement Indian Territory Chapter. She's been speaking with us from Lawton, Oklahoma, right next to the Migrant Detention Center at Fort Sill. Mary, thank you very much.
And thank you.